I have Representative Charles Perry, District 83, on the line, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I wanted to know some more about Judge Lee Yackel in Austin struck down the Women's Health Protection Act. I'm not sure that's what we call it, but it, essentially it was to protect women as they go into these killer baby mills. And Lee Yackel, who I actually know in Austin, by the way, another useless Bush appointee, apparently. But Charles, are you there and can you hear me?
I am, and I do. I hear you well.
Tell me, Charles, tell me exactly, so what are we looking at in Lee Yackel's opinion? I haven't read it yet, and some of the information coming in has been a little sparse on the details of what exactly we're looking at and how Lee Yackel struck this down. And how we think maybe if you're on the pro-life side and if you're pro-women's health side, how we're going to, how our, I guess, council is going to fight back.
Well, I think that, number one, his ruling wasn't a surprise. We fully expected to have to go through that gatekeeper, as we always do in Texas, on different issues other than just this issue. We always have to go through this particular court. We're going to the Fifth Circuit, which has been favorable to pro-life legislation in the past, and we suspect that they'll be favorable again. It's possible that they could rule for it, and then it gets moved to the Supreme Court. But remembering that nine states already have several of these provisions that were built into HB 2 here already enacted in place, I think the Supreme Court may even take a backdrop and say, you know, look, we've gotten this going on multiple states. It's been approved. It may not even go down that road. I won't speculate what I think the Supreme Court's going to do or not. It definitely probably will be appealed at the Fifth Circuit to the Supreme Court. The question is whether they take it or not. But his ruling was not surprising, was not anything that wasn't expected. They were already had the appellate ready to go because they filed it the same day. It was common. Now, a couple of things to point out, and we put $100 million back into the women's health program, the Texas women's health program in Texas, coming out of last session. We put $100 million back in. We expanded the benefits. The access is probably as good or better than it's ever been to new providers. And so we covered the need, and we not only covered it, we actually improved how much funding was going into that to circumvent some of the arguments that were being made against there. But the ruling wasn't a surprise. We were ready for an appeal was appealed.
And Charles, let me jump in. It was surprising to me. Lee Yackel was a Bush appointee. You know, I mean, it's got to be a little surprising that this guy didn't see it our way. And what specific, was there one or two specific provisions that we did differently than other states did to lead him down this decision?
The 30-mile rule. And, you know, geography in Texas is so sparse in so many different areas. What he's arguing is, or what the argument that was made and he upheld was, if you restrict, we put a provision in the bill that said for in order for a physician to do these procedures at a clinic, then he has to have admitting privileges at a hospital facility within 30 miles. Well, logically, you'd want to know that if a doctor had a problem with that procedure in a clinic and they needed medical attention from a hospital, he has to have admitting privileges to take that person to the hospital. So that provision is where he's saying that that 30-mile rule is too burdensome and actually does limit the access or the health care. And we're looking at it from a perspective. We want a physician to have admitting privileges that are performing these procedures to be close enough in proximity so a woman couldn't bleed out or something like that before she could get to take care. So that was that's the biggest one of the law that he's drawn out.
That's not any different than some of the other states have done. Isn't that correct?
No, that's correct. And we've had these provisions at other states across the board at different levels. So
we just use we use somebody else's template that's already passed muster of some federal courts.
We used somebody else's template that had been through some of it. All of them have been challenged. Several of them have been upheld. So I really think the outcome here is still positive and still where we want it to be. There was some discussion regarding FDA, that we wanted doctors to subscribe to the FDA rules that are out there, and they took some exception to that. But there's some things that they do that's not, quote, where we thought it should be, and he upheld that. But that was a very minor piece. That's probably not going to have any weight at the Fifth Circuit. But really, the 30-mile rule for women's access from physicians having admitting privileges was the one he drove home.
Now, the Fifth Circuit, it kind of ignored Greg Abbott, the Attorney General here, wanted to have them to look at it as sort of an emergency status type of thing. Mm-hmm. And they decided, I don't think they rejected it, they just sort of ignored it, I think. So when do we expect this to get to the Fifth Circuit?
That I don't know. I would expect next spring, but I don't know that. I don't know what the court docket is or how that process works when it gets there. And I'm trying to get in touch with my Texas Right to Life groups, Elizabeth Graham and John Seiko. They're very, very knowledgeable. And John was probably in the courtroom the whole time from this debate, and he's been getting hammered. So I just haven't been able to get in with him and get a strategy or where they think it's going to go to yet.
Don't the Democrats know this is the law? This is the law of the land. How can they keep fighting this stuff in court? Don't they know it's the law of the land? Why would they keep fighting?
Well, you know, even besides that perspective, I think they realize that even they pushed the envelope on this argument regarding being able to kill 5-month-old babies in the womb. And I think it backfired. And I think people are finally figuring out just how barbaric and uncivilized this particular procedure is. So it was
good. there was a Kermit Gosnell type of case, and I haven't really heard much follow up about it, but I think there was one developing in Houston for a while.
Yeah, there was some deals going on in Houston, and it was really interesting. We saw the video on it, and it's very telling. And before, and honestly, the investigation's still going on at HHSC, is my understanding. So that we haven't seen all of that stuff come out yet, but there's one similar to that down in Houston.
Well, Charles, thank you for calling in and getting us up to date with this stuff. And I sure do appreciate your work on it. And I know that you were one of the key, I think, co-sponsors of these things. And we sure do appreciate it. And thank you.
I appreciate you having me come in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye now. And everyone, that was Representative Charles Perry, District 83.